Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I recently returned from a working vacation in the state of Maine, where I browsed and listened and volunteered and ate lots of food at the MOFCA, or Maine Organic Farmer and Gardener Association's annual Common Ground Fair. For 32 years, the Common Ground Fair has been a harvest season meeting place for organic farmers, gardeners, craftspeople, food lovers, chickeners, and other with it personalities. The food sold at the fair is locally grown and organic, and all the speakers, musical performers, and sellers of tchotchkes are more or less local too. Not that the organizers are overly fundamentalist or xenophobic about any of this. This year, they allowed organic fair trade coffee on the premises, once verboten, as no coffee grows in Maine. And more importantly, the people policy does not require a strict Maine provenance of any sort, but just that the vendors have embraced Maine life. And of course, visitors are welcomed and encouraged from all corners of the globe. This was my first year at the Common Ground Fair, and I was told that the poultry exhibits were smaller than in previous years. There were various explanations offered for this, but I was perfectly happy with the variety of chickens and chickeners that did show up. I was particularly pleased to learn, as I prepared for my visit, that one of the exhibitors and lecturers was to be a breeder and enthusiast of the Sarama breed of chicken. Many of my listeners will recall the name Sarama from a previous show. I heard about Saramas several years ago and was intrigued. But of course, I'm intrigued by many of the hundreds of exotic, endangered, and threatened breeds and varieties of chickens, many of which I still haven't seen in the feather. In this case, however, I was fortunate enough to meet Sarama earlier in the year at a small drinking and eating establishment in Brooklyn, New York, known as Pete's Candy Store, when I was a lecturer in the Open City Dialogue series. Mr. Sam Trayton, urban chickener extraordinaire, surprised me with the unannounced honor of driving several hours to visit the lecture, accompanied by a regal male and female pair of Sarama from his own award-winning flock. Saramas, originating from Malaysia, are the world's smallest chickens by breed. The smallest, barely bigger than a can of soda pop, the 12-ounce variety, not the ginormous supersized ones. But they're positively enormous in grace and charm. They're resplendent with their upright carriage, full breasts, and gorgeous, nearly vertical wings and tail feathers. Technically, for those enmeshed in the fascinating but obsessive world of show chickens, the Sarama is not a breed, but a type, because of the diversity of colors within the Malaysian spectrum of gorgeous chickens. The Sarama is a relatively new breed to the United States, imported from Malaysia in 2000 by the legendary Louisiana-born Cajun Jerry Schexnader, who, after retiring from a lifetime of banking and public office, made a sizable investment in the importation of a large flock of Saramas directly from Malaysia. Since that time, Saramas have been nearly culled to extinction because of bird flu, and they're impossible to import. The agenda of Sam Trayton, as president of the Sarama Council, is to share the joy of Sarama keeping with North American poultry lovers and to introduce their beauty, quality, health, and vigor to the world of American show chickenry. And, not to get too deeply into the contentious world of North American competitive show chickenry, to get the Sarama the official recognition they deserve through a combination of selective breeding to meet the American Poultry Association's demands and maybe a little pressure on them to get them to recognize our growing movement. Oops. Did I say R? Well, I'll get to that in a moment. The woman presenting her Saramas at the Common Ground Fair poultry exhibit was Jamie Richardson, who is co-proprietor of the Feathered Friends Farm. One of the very first things I did at the fair was run over to meet her and her Saramas. I don't know a lot about breed standards, and especially not of Saramas, even though I am a member of the SCNA, or Sarama Council of North America. But I was impressed with her birds and recognized her sincere appreciation of Sarama. It is said that some of the most singularly well-adjusted people in the world are chickeners, and there are those who would even argue that Saramists are the chickener's chickener. I'll stay neutral on that debate, but I will say it was a delight to meet Jamie. Jamie was selling a handful of chicks and a couple of adult Saramas for a fair price. Pricey, as chickens go, but on the low end for this rare and increasingly sought-after breed. And she was also conducting a raffle for a pair of chicks. As regular listeners know, the original Bacall flock moved in with a good friend and neighbor of mine when I left Boise, Idaho, to return to my original pecking grounds of New York City. And I've been personally chickenless for over 2 years while getting my chickening vicariously as I do this broadcast and profile other chickeners. Ever since that lecture, I've carried with me the knowledge that Sarama chickens are the number one house pet in Malaysian households, but I never did anything about that bug in my ear. As of last week, I was still unsure of the wisdom of the idea. So I figured I'd let fate help me decide by buying only a chance of winning Sarama's. 6 raffle tickets for $1. On the one hand, I think chickens are awful cute, and the most important part of the Bacaw agenda is that chickens and chickening is about having a good time. Laissez bon temps rouler, as the Cajuns say. On the other hand, my focus has always been on small-scale agriculture, and I'm committed to a practical, sensible, and overall sustainable lifestyle, no matter where I live. But entering that raffle got me weighing the proposition of Sarama's living mostly indoors a little more seriously. One of the first things that occurred to me is that as far as house pets go, here's a pet that wouldn't require I buy loads of processed food that perpetuate the worst sins of agribusiness, nor a pet that would require I generate tons of used litter for landfills, or poop to scoop off the same ground where lovers stargaze and children's crawl, nor a pet that would bark all day while I'm at work and my night shift neighbors try to sleep. The crow of a Sarama cock is 1/3 the volume of a regular chicken when they crow at all. Much quieter than even a small dog. But it's not just that Saramas are less environmentally draining than traditional indoor mammal pets. It's also that they will generate small amounts of fertilizer that one can safely use for public gardening projects. And when the weather is warm, one can set up a small version of the notorious chicken tractor and debug these same public gardens. And indeed, while a Sarama won't be laying lots of breakfast, their eggs are perfectly edible. So maybe there's more urban agriculture to an indoor Sarama than I first thought. Or maybe my partner and I just want a pet and we're rationalizing. Because it was my partner who turned to me right before the raffle at the end of the fair and said, "You know, if we don't win this lottery, I'm gonna be a little bit disappointed." But as you probably guessed, fate did decide in favor of a Bacaw flock of indoor Saramas. Not only that, but Jamie had one lone chick unsold, in addition to the 2 she had set aside for the raffle, and she encouraged me to take that one along. You can be sure I'll be letting you know how our little experiment works. If it doesn't, I'm sure one of my chickening associates will be able to provide a safe home for Thibodeau, Carmel, and Piton, who you've heard chirping away during this very broadcast. But if it does work, then the Bacaw agenda will be expanded from a microflock in every suitable outdoor space to a microflock in every suitable space. Rural, urban, and suburban. Outdoors, and sometimes indoors. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.